Good morning and welcome to the Seeds of Truth. Your speaker is Robert Swain. I remember as a young boy spending many hours putting together picture puzzles. One of the first lessons in putting together a picture puzzle is to put the board together first. Then I could follow with the other pieces that make up the completed picture. Also, in puzzles, each piece fits together with all the other pieces, and each piece has its own place. You cannot force one piece to fit into the place of another. And when one piece is finally put into its rightful place, the picture comes out complete. These thoughts, I hope, have some spiritual lessons for your consideration this morning. Many people today have bits and pieces of the Bible in their knowledge, but they lack the ability to attain a complete picture or scheme from it. For this reason, many do not have a proper understanding of the differences between the old law that was given through the prophet Moses and the new law that came through Jesus Christ. Unless we put the pieces in their proper place, a jumbled mess is going to come up, and we'll be thoroughly confused as to the overall scheme that our God has given to every one of us. And so often in our day, I hear people mixing the old law with the new law and drawing some conclusions that are not in keeping with the desires of our Father. In our lesson today, I wish to notice the difference between that old system of the law of Moses and the new system of law of Christ. Now, I'm going to read a rather lengthy reading from Galatians chapter 3, beginning at verse 16 and going to verse 29. I'm reading from the New King James Version. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He did not say, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to your seed who is Christ. And this I say, that the law which was 430 years later cannot annul the covenant that was confirmed before by God in Christ, that it should make the promise of no effect. For if the inheritance is of the law, it is no longer a promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. What purpose, then, does the law serve? It was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made, and it was appointed through angels by the hand of a mediator. Now a mediator does not mediate for one only, but God is one. Is the law, then, against the promises of God? Certainly not. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, truly righteousness would have been by the law. But the Scripture has confined all under sin, that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe. But before faith came, we were kept under guard by the law, kept for the faith which would afterward be revealed. Therefore, the law was our tutor to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after faith has come, we are no longer under a tutor. For we are all sons of God through faith in Jesus Christ. Now don't stray off now. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Jehovah made promises to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. And God has never made a promise he could not keep. Notice that Abraham is promised a land, a nation, and spiritual blessings through his seed. So the promises unto Abraham were threefold. The first promise involved a land promise. In Genesis chapter 13, verses 14 and 15, we find more description of this land promise. In that same 13th chapter, in verse 17, we read, "Arise, walk through the land, and the length of it, and the breadth of it, for unto thee will I give it." In Joshua 24, 13, it says, "And I give you a land whereon thou hast not labored, and cities which ye built not, and ye dwell